God's a happy God. John chapter 6, verses 4 through 15, a familiar story. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who was to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. The disciples were frequently in the position of not really believing that Jesus could meet the situation at hand. They didn't really think that he could calm the storm. And they didn't really think that he could do anything about the needs of such a large crowd of people for food. We are coming here today to celebrate the Lord's Supper. And in so doing, we are joining a great multitude of people. And we are saying, God has the ability in Christ to meet my need. Yes, there's large numbers of people. And I don't know how one shoe fits all. God is able to bring me life, and he has. He met my deepest need. I thought I was hungry for friendship and for possessions and for security, for health, but what I really needed was the work of God's Spirit in my heart to give me a new perspective, to give me a new nature, to take away my sin, and to give me confidence that I'm right with God. That's what I really needed. That's the bread that I really was after. And he has met that need, and it wasn't just barely the minimum. There was an abundance. There was a great overflow of blessing for those who belong to Christ. And we're taking this bread and this cup today, and we're saying that he has met my need. I'm one among many, but he has met my need in Christ. And there's more than I expected. And there's much more yet to come. We don't have everything that we want every day. But a lot of the things that we want are not really essential after all. And we're saying today by taking the bread and the cup that I have this one thing, and that's Jesus. He's the one that I really need. So when all is said and done, he has indeed met my need. He's done the impossible. The apostles learned that. They were amazed when they saw what he did, both in calming the storm and in meeting the needs of this large crowd of people. And it took really the resurrection before they came to fully accept the power of Christ to meet their deepest need. And so also it is for us. We are proclaiming the Lord's death, and we're proclaiming his resurrection as we take this bread and this cup. So So whatever is the lack in your life, if you belong to Christ, believe that He's able to satisfy the deepest longing that you have, and to identify that which is the core issue and say, He is the one that I need. This bread and this cup are for those who have proclaimed publicly through baptism that they belong to Christ. And they've also proclaimed that through joining a church, through becoming part of the visible body of Christ. And so if you've not yet been baptized as a testimony to your faith that Jesus is indeed your Savior, or you've not joined a church, you're not part of the body of Christ in a particular place, then wait until you have made that public profession before you take this bread and this cup. But make it your commitment to do so, that you might be able to fully experience what God intends us to know as we take this bread and this cup together. There is one body, and we're happy to be part of it. Let's stand and let's sing as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper together.